My name is Emerson. I'm 33. I've lived in Los Angeles my whole life. I work in a hospital emergency room where I run a nurse's station. I'm also a writer, filmmaker, and actor. My dad is French and my mom is Hawaiian. And my French is bad and my Hawaiian is even worse. I'm very into fitness and health. I love romance. I'm looking for someone to have philosophical conversations with, but also who loves a good laugh.
The dating scene is brutal. People get hurt, confused, and ghosted. Add a pandemic into the mix, and it's even worse. Luckily, we're here to help. Hey everyone, I'm Tara Michelle, your host. Welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
All right, let's bring in our main dater, Emerson. What's going on, Emerson?
Yo.
I just want to say thank you so much for all the work you've done, especially during the pandemic. How's that been for you?
It's been really interesting because, I mean, at first, people were afraid to go to the emergency room because of COVID, so it was just empty. We had months of just boredom as things fluctuated. So you didn't know what you were getting. Like you'd come into work one day and it was just hell on earth. And then you come into work a day later and it's just nothing, you know? So it's really sporadic and weird and uncomfortable, you know, but I've gotten a lot closer with my coworkers.
I cannot imagine what you've been through in the last year, but I think obviously what you do is amazing.
Thank you.
But let me tell you what is going to go down today. You're going to go on some virtual dates, but sadly, your date's cameras are going to be off until after you've made your choice. You're going purely off of their personality and not their looks. So with that being said, how do you feel about that?
I don't know.
You came onto a blind dating show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more nervous about being on a podcast than not knowing what the women look like, to be honest.
Well, should we give this a try?
Let's do it.
All right, let's meet the matches. First up is Scarlett. How's it going, Scarlett?
Good, thanks, Tara.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a 33-year-old Los Angeles transplant. I'm originally from the Philly area. I've been in LA for 8 years. I'm a stretch therapist and a yoga teacher and also a filmmaker. I also have a dog and I'm addicted to coffee. I think an ideal date for me would be like a dog-friendly brewery. More of a brewery girl than a club girl. And I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're so excited to have you. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks.
Next up is Aubrey. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Ready to flirt.
I love it. Let's hear a little bit more about you.
I'm Aubrey. I'm 29. I'm a writer and a comedian. I'm from the LA area. And I like to do stand-up comedy or sit down and watch classic movies and television. I'm interested in like Hollywood history and basic human rights, which conflict very often. And I like to read and write and make healthy meals, but I'd rather order in. So I'm looking for someone who's comfortable taking someone out and doesn't take themselves too seriously, but also has passion outside of looking for relationships.
Well, we're so happy to have you here today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What are you feeling so far, Emerson?
I don't know how candid I should be. I mean...
Candid. Give us all the info.
Oh, well, I mean, I also like old movies. I was recently watching some Fred Astaire, like, clips on YouTube. And so my ears just perked up.
Well, there's definitely some vibes in the air, but let's move on to these dates. All right, everyone, it's time for the group date. We're going to play Never Have I Ever. I'll give you some fun Never Have I Ever questions, and each of you will respond. So here we go. Never have I ever gone vegan. Aubrey, have you?
Maybe for a week.
And then it wasn't for you?
No, not quite. I'm picky. I'm a little bit picky.
Fair enough. How about you, Scarlett?
I have. I was vegan for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm an omnivore now, but yeah, very, very familiar with the vegan lifestyle.
Emerson, have you ever been vegan?
No, but I went vegetarian for a short while, but it was when I was a kid and my mom bought a gigantic container, like a gigantic bag from Costco of chicken. And she was like, I just bought all this chicken. You can't go vegetarian now. So then I went back to being not a vegetarian.
Would you ever become a vegetarian again?
If pork ribs were made of vegetables.
Got it. Never have I ever stolen something from a restaurant, Scarlett.
Oh, man. I was with my mom when she stole something from a restaurant. So by association, yeah. We were at a tiki restaurant and she stole the like really fancy menu they had.
The menu? I'm surprised. I feel like that's the last thing someone would steal.
Yeah, you'd think. Yeah, yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Aubrey, have you?
I'm jealous. No, I have never stolen nail polish, but not from a restaurant.
Emerson, anything from a restaurant?
No, I stole stickers from a grocery store when I was 5, and I felt so bad about it that I've never stolen anything ever again.
Never have I ever accidentally sent someone to the hospital. Aubrey?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't think so. No.
I feel like there's a maybe in your voice.
Well, I have a lot. I am prone to accidents. And I take people down with me, but I don't think anything major has happened.
Okay, I will keep my fingers crossed. Scarlett, have you?
Oh my gosh, I think I did. I'm trying to remember if he went to the hospital or not. When I was a baby, like a butter knife I somehow got a hold of and I tossed it and it hit my brother in his face, like right next to his eye.
No.
So he's totally fine. Totally fine. He's living a happy life now.
I'm so glad to hear it. Good thing it didn't actually get in the eye. That's close.
Yeah. But it was an accident. I was a baby.
Accidents happen. Emerson, have you ever sent someone to the hospital?
No. No, I've been sent to the hospital by others, but never... have I sent to someone else?
Have we met?
What have you been sent to the hospital for?
When I was like 2, some kid pushed me and I fell and my teeth cut through my lip. And so I actually have a scar just above my lip here. And they thought I would have a droopy lip for my whole life. But luckily, they're just really luscious. So.
Oh, luscious lips. Nice, ladies.
Great.
I'm listening.
Never have I ever been screamed at by a customer at my job. Scarlett?
You know, I feel like I've blocked any of that out. I'm sure it's happened. I worked in food service for a really long time, and then I'm sure it happened at some point, but I think I've completely blocked that out of my memory.
I'm glad you can block that out, because that's just not a pleasant thing to have to experience and have to remember.
Yeah.
Aubrey, have you ever been screamed at by a customer?
I mean, I have the same answer. We all have worked in food service, I'm sure, and people are just rude and mean.
Emerson, what about you?
I wish I was better at blocking things out because I have intimate memories of just being screamed at by patients. I mean, they come to me like not at a good time. So, you know, I'm more forgiving of them. Like, it's not like I messed up their hot dog or whatever. You know, they're like, my wife is, you know, her arm fell off or whatever it is. You know, that's a made up story. That's not HIPAA.
I was about to ask, has that happened?
No, my go-to for examples is like limbs falling off because it seldom happens. So I'm never accidentally committing a crime against the Hippocratic Oath.
Got it. Well, that was fun. Let's move on to the one-on-one dates now. All right, Aubrey's in the waiting room, and it's time for Scarlett and Emerson's one-on-one date. Emerson, this is your chance to see if you're compatible with Scarlett. You came prepared with some questions that are important to you for your ideal partner. So go ahead and ask Scarlett your questions.
All right, Scarlett. My first question is, if your house was burning down, what would you grab?
Number one would be my dog, for sure. Depends how big the fire is, how fast I'm trying to get out. Maybe also grab my laptop and wallet. But other than that, I don't know that there's anything else I'm like super, super attached to other than the the creature.
But you don't seem to have much worldly attachment. I mean, your dog, your computer, and your wallet. I respect that.
Thank you. Thanks.
What was your favorite story as a kid?
Favorite story as a kid? You know what? I'm trying to remember what it was called. There was like a man with a lot of hats on his head and a monkey keeps stealing his, I think it's called Caps for Sale. The monkey kept stealing his caps. And it's like really nostalgic because my dad used to always read it to me and he would like do the funny voices with the man and the monkey, Caps for Sale. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Okay. So as a kid, my mom read me this book called Momotaro. And it's about this this boy who was born out of a peach and he becomes a great warrior. And like the parents are these older people that can't have a kid, but they see a gigantic peach rolling down a river and they grab it out of the water, as one is wont to do. And then there's a boy inside. And I just loved that.
Oh. Now, did that inspire James and the Giant Peach, do you know? Or is that a completely different story?
I don't know. You know, we in the West like to rip off those in the East.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I personally, like, I also love James and the Giant Peach. Like, anything with gigantic peaches in it.
Yeah. That's your jam?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can read into that if you want.
All right, Scarlett, you're going to go into the waiting room and we're going to bring in Aubrey for her one-on-one date with Emerson.
Okay, great.
All right, Aubrey, Emerson has some very important questions to ask you to see if you're compatible. Emerson, go for it.
Hey, Aubrey.
Yes?
What is your favorite way to exercise?
My favorite way to exercise, I just bought a mini trampoline. I'm chilling on that. And also, like I said, I watch like old classic like movies of people dancing, and there's compilations of that mixed with like modern music. And so I'll do like the old moves with like Justin Timberlake, even though he's canceled now.
Are you adept at dancing? Like, can you match Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers? Or
I'm not technical, but I can move. And like, I feel like I've got the instinct, you know?
You did say that you injure people around you a lot.
That's true. I think that I'm graceful until I forget what I'm doing and then I take everything down with me.
Fascinating.
How do you exercise?
I am like an exercise fiend. I rock climb once a week. Before this call, I was doing tricep extensions. I just like at the moment, I'm mostly just exercising at home. And during the pandemic, since I really didn't see anyone, I just exercised like a year straight. So
so you're just ripped.
Yeah.
You're just
uncomfortably so, in a gross way.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you want to ask your second question, Emerson?
Okay, I guess I will. What are you passionate about, Aubrey?
Probably human rights. I'm always looking toward the people who need to be brought up and shown light on. And I think that that's my main mission in life, is like turning the light toward people who have not had their stories told, you know?
That's lovely.
Okay, and with that, the one-on-one dates are over. Aubrey, I'm going to put you back into the waiting room while I chat with Emerson.
Cool.
All right, Emerson, how are you feeling after asking your questions?
Pretty well informed. I feel like I know more about life and everything there is to know.
Do you have any idea of who you're going to pick?
I think I do. There was one person specifically that I felt a stronger inclination toward from the very beginning.
Well, coming up, we'll find out Emerson's choice. Will it be Scarlett or will it be Aubrey? Welcome back. When we left off, Emerson had just had his one-on-one dates with Scarlett and Aubrey. We've got everyone back in the room now, and it's time to get down to it. Emerson, which of these two matches are you going to choose?
You know, both women seem really nice and really great, but I sort of feel an inclination toward one specifically, and that would be Aubrey.
Oh,
all right. There's our answer. Scarlett, we had so much fun with you today. Do you mind turning your camera on really quickly so we can say goodbye?
Hey.
Hi, guys. I knew it. I knew it from the beginning. You guys had that old movie connection, so it's all good.
Sometimes it just happens. Just happens that way.
Thank you so much for being here, Scarlett. It was so great meeting you, and best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
All right, Emerson, I know that's super awkward to do, but it's just us in here now. Paint us a little picture. Tell us what Scarlett looked like.
She was very pretty. She was Caucasian. She kind of reminded me of one of the characters from the show CSI. Yeah, she was pretty. She had dark hair. It was very straight, which I like.
So be honest with us. Were you into her physically?
I think she was attractive, yes.
Are you excited to see what Aubrey looks like?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, then enough of this talking, and let's just bring her back so you can see.
All righty, let's do it.
All right, the time is finally here. You guys are going to turn your cameras on so you can see each other for the first time. Here we go. On one, three, two, one.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Very attractive. Handsome.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to meet
Cute.
You, Aubrey.
Nice to meet you. This is bizarre.
Yeah, it's super weird.
It's an interesting transition, but it's good to see you.
All right, I've still got some questions for you both, so we're going to chat separately a little bit more. Emerson, we've put Aubrey into the waiting room, and we want to hear your honest thoughts. What did you think of her?
She looks pretty cute. She has a little bit of darkness in her eyes, you know, which I don't quite like, and she has shorter hair, which I don't quite like, but she looks pretty attractive to me. I can't, you know, I'd like to see more than just, you know, the head to chest part.
So would you say you're attracted to her?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to chat with Aubrey a little bit, too. So we're going to put you into the waiting room just for a bit, and we will see you soon.
Alrighty.
Hey, Aubrey, since you've finally seen Emerson, tell us what he looks like physically.
I mean, he's handsome. He looks like you'd see him at a coffee shop reading a thick book. A little scruffy, right?
Yeah, I can see
brown
that.
Brown hair. And he looks kind. He looks like a kind man.
Are you feeling any vibes here? You can be totally honest.
I don't know. A little bit, but I feel like he exercises so much.
He definitely made that a clear statement.
He was like, if you don't exercise, you're out, basically. Like, that was the implication. And I didn't want to tell him, but I barely get on that trampoline even. Barely.
That would have been my answer too. I would have been like, what? No.
I mean, I move from side to side waiting for my rice to heat up.
I relate 100%. Well, should we bring Emerson back in?
Yeah.
All right, we've got everyone back in the room. So this is going to get weird, but we still have one more decision to make. And Aubrey, this one's on you. I'm just going to tell it like it is. You can either choose a social distance date with Emerson, or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating, where we'll set you up with two new matches. So what's it going to be?
I think that we had a really awesome conversation, but I don't exercise that much. I really don't. And I don't want to make you feel bad about doing your fun thing that you love to do. So, yeah, go forth. I think I'm going to take a different date.
All righty. Well, it was a pleasure to meet you, Aubrey. And I hope in the next episode, you meet the right person.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It really was good chatting with another human during the pandemic.
So sorry, Emerson. Dating sucks, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Well, you are such a great person. I have no doubt that you're going to find that special person for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's very sweet of you, Tara.
Thank you to both of you so much for being here. And Aubrey, I guess we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Good luck, Aubrey.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Want to try your luck at finding your perfect match? Or do you have a single friend looking for love? Just go to parcast.com/blinddating to submit yourself or nominate someone to be on Blind Dating. You can also email blind-dating-casting@spotify.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. Can't wait to hear from you and good luck. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Juan Borda. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and Tristan McNeil. It's associate produced by Alex Trickfadatir. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. And I'm your host, Tara Michelle.